I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Jay Digger. This is Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Dorinda Clark Cole, the Rose of Gospel, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
My name is Michelle Williams. I love hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio.
This is Kim Burrell, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Got a real cool vibe, man.
It's a radio.
Not if I wait, can you promise me your word won't be late? I'm standing here waiting by faith. I'm trying not to speed up the pace. The world moves way faster these days. Am I missing out on life and on time? I know I won't be able to rewind. The world looks like it's passing me by, but I know your sight's not mine. I may not see what's far ahead. I see a light right where I step. Wherever you lead, I find rest. I'm blessed. I may not know the other choice. At least I'm sure I know your voice. God, I am yours, or I need to wait. I need to wait, yeah. I need to wait. I need to wait, yeah. God, I need peace. I heard it's on the other side of this age. And it's on the other side of this season. So I'm letting go of my human reason. Lean on Jesus. He will guide us and lead us. It's not His desire to mistreat us. If we aren't careful, we'll speed the process. So I'll wait, yeah. I need to wait, yeah. I need to wait.
Listen if you will. Yeah, it's working for me.
ask you for amazing grace. You kept on covering me in the midst of all my wrong. You stay right by my side. Your love was my guide.
Ever since he made my life brand new, he changed all my wrongs and gave me a brand new song. That's why I depend on you, 'cause I know you can see me through. You never left me lonely. I know.
For me, you do it for you. No matter what I have done, it's gonna be alright.
The time is after all that we've been through. To keep on carrying me through. Thank you for pulling me through.
Everybody, welcome back to On the Record. My very special guest is somebody you know and love, somebody I know and love. I love her music, I love her voice, I love her sound, and she is talking to all of us today about brand new music entitled Jesus, We Need You. Y'all help me welcome to the show, Ms. Terrilyn Ramsey. How you doing?
Oh, hey, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Let me just go.
I think I remember talking to you on the red carpet.
You sure do. At the Stellas, we had a real good time. And
that's right.
I want to do this real quick because you released an album at 13. It reached number 7 on the Billboard Gospel Charts, Tell It, Unconditional Love, and a string of other hits that we love. You were featured on VH1's Born to Diva, where the world kind of got to know you. And it's funny, I'm saying the world, I mean not just the secular world, but just people everywhere got to know your wonderful voice. The comparisons to Whitney Houston are nonstop, but you are your own person, your own voice. And over the years, you have continued to inspire listeners alike, unbelievers and believers alike. And I'm just so glad to hear that you have new music out. Jesus, We Need You. So now that I've caught everybody up a little bit, because we're going to kind of visit, you know, what all you've been up to. But now that I've caught everybody up on where you are now, tell me about Jesus, We Need You.
Wow. Well, Jesus, We Need You is a song that I call it near and dear to my heart. It is a record that I wrote about 4 or 5 years ago, believe it or not. I was coming home late one night on a red eye flight from Florida, had gone home. And as I got on the plane and sat down, I just kept hearing this melody.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is this? Whose song is this? And I started to sing it and write it. But I think what was more interesting about it was the fact that it pricked my heart so much until I could not stop the tears from falling as I wrote the record. And the stewardess was like, "Are you all right, ma'am? Are you all right, ma'am?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine." I literally did not know what was going on with me. Like, I've never had an experience quite like that. But I tell you one thing, by the time I landed, I had written an entire record.
Wow.
I knew exactly how it was supposed to go. I knew every musical part to the record. And the only thing that was left to do was to get off the flight, get some rest, and get up the next morning and go into the studio. And that's exactly what I did.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Well, that's very good. Listen, we love your voice and we love your sound. So let me do this because I feel like I left something out in my quasi intro of there. What have you been up to lately? Because I know a lot of people ask all the time, where is Sherilyn Ramsey? What is she doing now? You're very successful out there in Las Vegas. But for the people who still don't know, just give us, you know, catch us up. What you doing these days?
Well, kind of. It's funny. I definitely get the where is Sherilyn a lot. Believe it or not, I definitely took a break from music for a while, but I've never stopped recording, and I've never stopped writing, and I've never stopped singing.
Okay.
People say, "You still sing?" I'm like, "I sing at church." Yes. I was definitely on the praise and worship team for sure.
Yeah.
I've kind of just been honestly inundated with business. I kind of found a second love a little bit with entrepreneurship, actually.
Yeah.
I found a love for creating businesses and helping people and giving jobs and, you know, stuff like that. That's kind of what I do.
Okay. So you're like a serial entrepreneur.
I would call it serial. Okay. I would call it small time, little, kind of on my little path.
Okay.
To owning some stuff. That's what I like to do. I love crafting something and watching it grow.
Okay.
I think I just kind of got, music is great. I sing every day in the house, or I used to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of, I think there was a point in my life where I just kind of wanted to do something different.
Wow.
And just figure out if there was something else that I was good at other than music. And I guess I kind of found a little bit of a niche, something that I like to do every day. Go to my office, do paperwork, try to figure out how to, I'm opening a store. I owned a salon.
Yeah, I remember that.
I love owning the shop, but it's definitely a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, well, wait a minute. I got to revamp this stuff. So we're actually owning a boutique.
Okay.
Because, you know, I do clothes and hair and makeup and nails and fashion and all the girly girl stuff.
Yeah.
And I like it. I love, you know, clothes and fashion. And then I have one other venture, which is a tech toy. And we're just about finished with it.
Okay.
And so in a perfect world, the doll will go through toy regulations this year and we'll try to have her out. And I'm excited about that. So,
You said a doll?
Yeah, so we have a tech toy. We've been working on it for a while.
Okay.
And the tech toy has a book and that's done and it'll be released in a little while. And then it has its own app. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
It's great, actually. I've been working on it for a while.
Yeah.
So it's my baby. I'm pretty excited about it.
That is wonderful. That, you know, so I'm going to ask you this. Did you find an answer to whether or not you're good at something else besides music? Did you think you found your answer yet?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I learned that I'm pretty good at business a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm good at music. That's it. That's what I'm good at, I think. Those are my things. I mean, outside of the church ministry part.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I do. Yep.
That's so interesting. And so I think that takes me to this point that it was so refreshing to see you with new music. We talked about it at the Stellas the last time I talked to you. Every Christmas I'm playing It's Time for a Miracle. And that song kind
of... Season of Miracles.
Season of Miracles. There you go. And so that song came to me and I was like, Taylor Ramsey, wow, okay. Let me, you know, first it was like, let me listen to it. And then it was like, every Christmas this has to be in the rotation. And so Jesus, We Need You was the same way. And so I'm really excited about your new music. But to find out that you're doing, I'll say you added to music, not that you left music and you're just doing it on the side and now you're doing this, but you added to it. Is that how you feel?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I think there's absolutely a misconception with people that think, oh, she doesn't sing anymore. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times that I get people to ask, do you still do music? Do you still sing? But I think you know what it is. I think if people don't see you in a certain light, quote unquote, or where they think that you're supposed to be, then they automatically assume that you don't do music anymore. I think I think there was some necessary me time that I needed to take away from just doing this and just trying to figure out. What people don't know is I've done this since I was probably 12 years old.
Yeah.
Like, this is all I've done my entire life. So I think I needed to figure out what else I was good at. So I think I kind of did a little bit. But I love them both. Don't get me wrong. But I will tell you that I wasn't intentionally working on a record. So I don't want.
Okay.
I wasn't sitting home in the studio saying, I'm going to release a record. No, this is not how this came about. It literally was what I told you, a song. And I knew when I wrote the record that it wasn't about the time that I was writing the record. I knew it was for a future time, but I had no clue that I'd look around the world and there would be all of these different things going on. I had no clue that I'd walk into a grocery store and people would be wearing masks. I had no clue that the entire world would be affected by something. And I just had no clue. And so I realized, wait a minute, this song is for now.
Yeah.
So then I kind of started making preparations. It came, you know, I took it out of the studio, got it mixed, and was like, all right, we're going to put this song out. And so I just hope it blesses people and people really understand. And the visuals that are coming are really great. And it kind of just speaks to everything that's going on. And it wasn't a sentiment to tell people that didn't know Jesus to know him. It was literally just saying we need to call on God. We need to call on a higher power, because when there's something that becomes bigger than you and you can't fix it and you don't know how to fix it, you know, I just always run to what I know, which is Jesus.
All right. So then you from what you're saying, you were just able to kind of turn back into that artist. You turned into artist mode. You heard a song, you heard a hook. You began writing, you knew the instrumentation, you knew the arrangement. So do you keep up with that? Even though you're a businesswoman, you're doing so much, you know, in the business world. How do you maintain that? You know, it's like they say, if you don't work that muscle, you know, you'll kind of lose it. But to see that you were able to do that on an airplane ride, you know, I guess that would be cross country. So you had a lot of time.
It was a cross country flight. That's exactly right.
And a red eye, no less, you know. And so how do you keep that up? You know, how do you keep that up to revisit, you know, in moments of inspiration like that?
You know, it's funny. I'm never not writing. So
okay.
I'm never not writing. I'm never not singing.
Yeah.
I could be vacuuming the floor in the house and I'm humming something or I'm singing.
Yeah.
So I'm always very music conscious, if that's what you want to call it.
Gotcha.
But I think I go to my studio all the time.
Okay.
Like, I sit down, there's a piano in the house. Most people don't know I play the piano. I sit in the house and I play the piano and I write records every day. I may write, you know, a song or two. So I just think for me, it's like music before had become a job. Now it's back to not becoming a job anymore. It's what I love to do. So it's easy to sit down in the house and to play on the piano and to write a song.
Yeah.
When you're not thinking, oh, I got to try to write a hit record.
Yep.
So I don't try to write a hit record. I just try to write records, you know?
Yeah.
It's my expression. It's the way that I'll say things without saying things. It's, if you listen to my music or some of the newer songs that I've written and the things that are going to be released, I'm literally giving you a glimpse into my heart, a glimpse into my life, a glimpse into what I feel every day. And so I say things that I would never say out of my mouth. I say them through a song.
Yeah.
So that's how I work on it.
Now, speaking of your writing, you sing most of the songs that you write, but have you written for anyone else, or have any of your songs been recorded and released by anybody else?
No. I've had a couple of my songs get in movies.
Okay.
But
okay.
I've been singing the songs that have gotten placed in movies.
Okay.
Which is funny. This is funny you asked me this, because we literally had a conversation yesterday with somebody.
Uh-huh.
I wrote a couple of records that are definitely not something that I would sing.
Yeah.
So we have a few artists that are actually interested in recording these records. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So yeah. But they're like my baby, so it's hard to kind of let them go.
Yeah.
So I have to learn to look at it a little bit differently. Like, no, girl, you ain't singing this song. Come on.
That's another industry pivot, though. You know, as a songwriter, not just an artist, not just the voice. D-Voice 2.0, but you know, as a songwriter.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, like, I will tell you, it's definitely different for me to try to give songs away. I have a project that I'm working on right now, and with a young girl. She's 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
She's an amazing singer. I would call her an all-around superstar. So, you know, they're not grooming her for Christian music. They're grooming her for pop music.
Yeah.
So she definitely has the ability to become, I would call like, an amazing artist. You know, like back in the day, we had like your Britney Spears.
Yeah.
That little girl. So I wrote a couple of records on her album, and I am kind of like being a mentor. So that's a completely different dynamic to what I'm used to doing, which is neat for me. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's constantly evolving.
He wants your soul to prosper, your soul to prosper. Yes, you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with your host, Fred Willis. And this is your girl, Shirley Murdoch. Keep it locked.
Hey, everybody, it's Fred here, and I want to take a moment to talk financial solutions. If your financial future is not as secure as you want or need it to be, I want to introduce you to Keith Squalls of the K. Allen Financial Group. He's already helped numerous clients eliminate debt and even helped them pay off their mortgages years ahead of schedule. It's not too good to be true. It's too good to miss. Give him a call today. Tell him I sent you. The number to call is 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
Hey friends, I'm national recording artist Dietrich Hatton. I'm a 3-time Grammy nominee, I'm a multiple Stell Award winner, and a Dove Award winner. But none of those awards mean anything to COVID-19. So I'm partnering with Mickey Stevenson. That's Motown's first A&R man. We want to make sure that you're wearing your mask, you're keeping your hands clean, and you're keeping your distance. And get tested. I believe there's life after this pandemic. Our goal is to make it through it. Let's go. We can do this together.
Yeah. Joyful. Today. Said I woke up to the summer, shining through. Calling all my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new. Today. I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade. Today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Ooh. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful. Today. I'm gonna be joyful. Ooh. I'm gonna be joyful. I got that feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here. Today. So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your roll. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. Ooh. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah. I'm gonna be joyful. Ooh, I'm gonna be joyful. Today, I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful. Today. The joy dropped down to my heart, down to my heart, down to my heart. I got the joy down to my heart, down to my heart, down to my heart. I got the joy down to my heart, down to my heart, down to my heart. I got the joy down to my heart. Today.
Let me say this before I have to end the interview. I'm talking with Terrellyn Ramsey. You know her. Whatever song you know her from, you know her. And she has new music out. It's entitled Jesus, We Need You. And it's such an apropos song for the time that we're in. But as you've heard, there have been numerous shifts in her life. And she is telling us how she's navigating through all of them. seamlessly, really. It's just the grace that's on her life. She's such a beautiful person, by the way. And all of these shifts and pivots, she is just navigating through them with grace. So Jesus, we need you. I'm going to write this. I'm going to read what you wrote about it. You said you wrote this song while flying home. The pages of your notebook were stained with tears as you sang the melody and wrote the lyrics. And so it was clear to you that the song was echoing of a time. This was written before the pandemic, so much would be going on in the world. When people hear this song, when they hear this song, whether they stream it, hear it on the radio, come across it on YouTube or something like that, what do you want them to get from hearing this song?
I just, you know, I want, when people listen to Jesus, We Need You, I want them to hear almost the things that they want to say. Oh. That's why I wrote it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, I know you're listening, because there are moments when you question if God is even listening.
Yes.
So that's why I said, Jesus, I know you're listening. And then it's almost like a plea, the world, we need you right now.
Yeah.
Like, I know you got a whole lot of stuff going on, God, but it's a lot going on here. So can you help us?
Yeah.
And then it says, and then it starts to talk about there's killing and fighting everywhere.
Yeah.
Like there's so much unrest. There's so much social unrest. There's so much political stuff going on. There's so many people that are hurting. There's unemployment. There's people that are getting evicted from homes, and it's not their fault. Then in a matter of 2, 3, 4, 5 months, their lives got turned upside down, and what they thought their life used to be, it doesn't look like that anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know, we need you. And then there's the part that just goes back and says, but the spiritual component to it is, I can't help but think, meaning when I sit down and I think in my mind that you want us on our knees, meaning you want us ultimately to run to you for help, I can't help but think you want us on our knees. And then it goes back to say, okay, we crying out again because we need you. We need you like never before. It's like we acknowledge the fact that this is bigger than us. Yeah. We acknowledge the fact that we can't do it on our own. So that's what I want people to take away from the song. I hope I explained it right.
Yeah, that was perfect. You were close to singing. I was trying to see if you was just gonna sing a little piece of that. Why?
No. I wasn't gonna sing, but I definitely get really passionate about it.
Because
I definitely think it's a declaration. It's a cry. It's a plea. It's like, we need you. We need you like never before. Okay, we acknowledge that we messed up. So we call on you, Lord, because you are our only hope. And we cry, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's it. You can't get no better than that.
Okay. Woo. My goodness. Wow, this is so refreshing. I mean, this is just amazing. I mean, Tarlynn Ramsey, y'all. Tarlynn Ramsey. I could say the name. If you don't know her by now, let me just introduce you to her. Find her catalog of fantastic music across the years. You are entering, I don't know exactly, but close to 30 years, if not at 30, close to 30 years of being a performer, a singer.
Oh, absolutely. We were going to do this really big event here during the Stella Award weekend in Vegas, but then everything got crazy, right?
Yeah.
So I had no clue that the album had been out 21 years.
Wow.
So now it's going to be 22 years.
Okay.
And I've been singing, like I said, I can never, ever, ever not remember not doing music. I remember being in elementary school and in, elementary, junior high school, and I remember going, doing my homework, doing my schoolwork, and going to talent competitions.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my dad taking me to talent competitions, and I remember winning savings bonds and
wow,
and magic tickets. I remember winning money. I remember one time my daddy wanted to go to this football game. And I was going to win, like, at the show. I won all of the tickets so my daddy could go to the football game.
Wow.
It was hilarious. Like, we had, like, the best seats and everything. So, yeah, I've been doing this a long time.
Oh, my goodness. So then...
It just made me feel real old.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I didn't want to do that. But I'll say this, that you have been a part of my life for a long time. You know, you're 13 when you burst on the scene. And, you know, I never thought that Tarolyn Ramsey would not be, you know, singing or not performing or not on that level, you know, because certainly you have the talent and the gift to be on that level. But you've made the choice to kind of add to what you do. And I think that's, it's so good to be able to make that decision, because you make the decision, you can come back, you know. And I think so many people get lost in that rat race of staying in there, you know, and you made a wise decision.
Yeah. It is a rat race, but you know what? I've learned, I think the older that I've become, I've learned to manage expectations, mm-hmm. number one. I think number two, this isn't a race that you watch everybody else. This is a race that you realize that you are absolutely in your own lane. You have to find you a team of people that can help bring your ideas and your dreams, help them, that they help you to facilitate things, mm-hmm. put things in place so that you're going at your own pace, essentially.
Yeah.
And once you learn and accept that, and you understand that, okay, my walk doesn't look like this person's walk, and this person's walk doesn't look like mine, and my career, although they compare me to X, I'm yet and still Y.
Right.
I think things become a little bit easier. So I would honestly have to say that I think it's taken all of this time for me to start settling in on the fact that this is kind of what I do. This is who I am. Mm-hmm. And okay, I'm sorry, my career doesn't look like this person's career. Mm-hmm. This is mine, and I'm gonna do the best I can with it. So that's it.
Wow, I love it. And I'm closing when I say this. This is you have done it without fanfare, but you've created a brand. That's the buzzword now. That's your brand. You do more than singing, but they all fit into the Tarolyn Ramsey brand. Whether it's fashion, whether it is I want to say cosmetics, you know, aesthetology, is aesthetics. There you go. All of that, you have a brand that goes beyond singing. So that's real cool. I'm glad I got to hear that first, you know, on first level basis. So tell everybody in and around Vegas and around the world how we can connect with what you do, your boutique and everything.
Well, you guys can go to TarolynRamsey.com. I'm actually going to be opening a store in June,
right,
a physical location here in Vegas. So when you guys come, everybody comes to Vegas, y'all come hang out, come shop, get some cute clothes. The actual online portion, you guys will start seeing it here in about 2 weeks.
All right.
We've kind of been revamping some things, but it's called Tarolyn's Beauty Palace. And you can go to Tarolyn's Beauty Palace Boutique. What else? You guys, we don't have physical. It's funny, we've been asked about vinyl records, mm-hmm. and CDs for the song. So we didn't actually have those, but we will have those on TarolynRamsey.com. Okay. And so you guys will be able to get those from TarolynRamsey.com. And then I have an event that's going to be coming up that's virtual, but it's going to be really cute. So I want everybody to join me, and we'll get that word out to you too. So I'm on Instagram, Tarolyn Ramsey. I'm on Twitter, at Tarolyn. I'm on Facebook, Tarolyn Ramsey. I'll just come hang out.
Absolutely. One of the coolest to ever do it. Listen, and she continues to set trends and blaze trails. Thank you so much, Tarolyn Ramsey, for your time today. One last thing. We want to buy your song. Where can we buy your song? Where is it?
Yes, you guys can buy Jesus We Need You on, you guys can get from, you can stream it, download it, Amazon Music, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, all of your digital outlets. It's available. If you want, like I said, a physical copy of the CD, of the song. So like, let's just hypothetically say somebody wants a vinyl, or they would like to have a CD.
Yes.
Yes, you can buy it directly from TarolynRamsey.com. And there are there's four versions of the song. So you have the acoustic, you have the radio edit, the extended play, and then there's a live version as well. And it's so dope. Definitely want to hear. I'll start posting clips from the live version.
Yeah,
it's
please
insane.
Do.
It's insane. It's like 20 minutes long.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. That's a feature film, little featurette right there.
That part, okay?
And when I order mine, I'm going to put a note in there. I want you to sign mine. So
I do. I sign all CDs, and you guys get a special gift if you guys order it from the website.
Dope. Well, I'm going to the website. All right, count me in for that. Soul Prosper Radio is going to continue to support you and support everything you do. Listen, tell all your people to get me everything you got going on, because we're going to tell everybody about it. We are in the, I don't know if you have a fan club, but we in the fan club. We're honorary members. I'm putting us there.
Well, listen, you, I'm going to have to get a fan club.
Come on.
We ain't got no fan club. That's funny. Listen, important people have a fan club, okay?
That's...
I didn't feel too important, so I don't have no fan club. I'm just telling. I pop up. You know what they say? They be like, it was so funny. Somebody said, goodness, Carolyn goes on the internet, she sings, and then we don't hear from her no more. What happened? I was like, I'll be home. I'll be working on my stuff, y'all. Y'all want people to go on the internet every 5 minutes. No.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? You did give us a show. You did a you know, a virtual concert like everybody was doing. And I was like, yo, where did... I was one of them. Where's she? What's she doing? Where'd she go?
Yeah, that's what they say. They're like, she did a concert. Then she just hit us and ran. Y'all know I will hit you and run. But I'm not running this time. I'm going to be right here. We're going to work on the song.
Yeah.
I'm going to give y'all another song.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about maybe giving y'all a record. But we're going to take it nice and slow.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Nice and slow, y'all, with Terrellyn Ramsey at her speed. We gonna do it, man. I am so glad to have spoken with you today. Listen, your spirit is just so warm. Thank you so much for your time today. It has been wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Hey! Go ahead and put your hands together right there.
Hey, y'all, this is Terilyn Ramsey, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Oh, yeah. No. Mm. Jesus, I know you are listening. The world, we need you right now. Jesus, I know you are, you're listening. World, we need you right now. There's killing and fighting everywhere. So many people are living in despair. Many broken hearts, Lord, they need repair. There's searching for answers. They feel like no one cares. But I can't help but think that you want us on our knees. I can't help but think that you want us on our knees.
Call on you. Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus.
Hey everybody, it's Fred. I want to thank you so much for being a part of today's show and listening. Tarilyn Ramsey is somebody that is so special to me. I just love her voice love, you know, her perspective on life. She's doing so many great things and showing us how to keep moving. It's real easy to get stuck in that space of only doing one thing, but she's embracing so many things that she is able to do, and she's actually doing them. When the world opens up again, I'll be in Vegas again. If not only for the Stellar Awards, I'll definitely be there for that. But you know, hopefully to see so many other people, so many of my friends in Vegas and in the Vegas area, she's on that list. And so I want to drop in and see whatever in the world she's got going on. We can see her singing anywhere. But singing live is just something else. So hopefully I get to hear her sing as well. But if you've enjoyed today's show, if you've enjoyed hearing from Tarilyn Ramsey, catching up with her and learning about what she's got going on, let me know. Let her know. You can follow her. She gave you all of her social information. Follow her on all of her socials. Let her know what you think of the song. I love the song personally. It's just such a big song with a powerful message. And I love all of that. Hopefully you've enjoyed the show today. So let me know, Fred, is F-R-E-D at spradioshow.com. Hit me up. Let me know what you think of the show. And listen, y'all, be nice to each other. Keep praying for each other, because not only do I need Jesus, you need Jesus. We all need him. So keep praying for your friends and family. Keep praying for yourselves. We're going to get through this thing together. And in the strength of the Lord Jesus, we need you. We heard from Tarilyn Ramsey today. She's got so many great things on the way. And so many great things she's in the mix with doing right now. Keep it locked right here to Soul Prosper Radio. Follow us on Instagram at SP Radio Jams. You can follow our literary side, the media side, at the SMG Report. You can do that there. You'll actually be able to read a little more about what she's got going on, in addition to hearing what you've heard on today's show. So do that there. Follow us there. You know, tell everybody you've listened. Share this show with somebody. You know, do that. Do that. Listen, y'all, I gotta let you go. So until next time, thank you all so much for listening. And until next time, I'll holla.
It's profound, man. It's for real.
It's SP Radio.